Well, I'm here at the Gloucestershire County Cricket Ground and I have never watched cricket in my life, so lots to learn here today. And it's time to find out what all the stats and facts of the game are, so let's watch the first innings. Well, I think that's what they call it. So I think I'm starting to understand the lingo of cricket, what a run is, what an over is, what an innings is, and so on. I know that Surrey have 161 for 6 at the end of the first innings. So I'm going to brave it now and go and see what some of the fans here today think of the Women's Super League and, more importantly, Western Storm. So you've travelled down today for this?
We have, yeah, but there's no Worcestershire team in this tournament, so Western Storm's our local team.
No, not mine.
But my daughter's supporting Surrey, but don't tell anybody else.
So is it quite different for you seeing faces from different teams on one side?
It's a really good thing to see, yeah, getting the overseas in and seeing, you know, the established England players and probably the up-and-coming ones who are going to be playing in a few years' time.
Do you think they've got a good chance this season?
I thought so before this game, less so now. I think they've got to win a couple of games after this one. This one looks a long way from being won, actually.
And how do you think Western Storm can do with the rest of the tournament?
Well, on this display, I don't think they'll be that great, but it's a bit of a shame. I think it's the Natalie Siver show, to be honest, today, isn't it? If you look at the scores, they're not doing too bad, but Siver got 90. I just don't think they're gonna get anywhere near it, to be honest. But we'll see.
Well, I think they were wrong, because Western Storm have pulled the cat out of the bag and won with 165 for 5, thanks to Stephanie Taylor, who I'm going to go and have a chat with now. Pretty good day here today, especially for yourself. What do you think that means to you for the rest of the season here?
I think we should, you know, use this as our momentum to, you know, into the two last games. We have two last games coming up in this prelim, and, you know, it's a great win today. I think we should definitely enjoy it because it's a good one. But we definitely need to try to get those two wins coming up this weekend.
So like you just said, there's two games left. Are we still expect to see you at Essex for the finals day?
Well, I think I don't think that we have played our best as yet, so our best is definitely yet to come. So I think that we definitely need to, you know, put our best foot forward in these two games, and of course we definitely can give ourselves a chance into the final.
And what about yourself personally? How do you think you did here today?
I think I did fairly well in the batting. I still think that I need to do a bit more work in the field. It's very unusual of me to drop catches and not bowl into how I usually bowl. So definitely need to, you know, try and do some work in training.
Jodie did well with left-arm spinner and Western Storm.
And just going straight in there, really, how do you think today's game went?
Well, it was pretty nerve-wracking. It's probably one of the most nervous I've been for a cricket match and during it. Kind of got away with us, fair play to the Surrey girls. I mean, that Siver was brilliant throughout, her catch to get Lee as well. But what a fight back from Stephanie Taylor, she was incredible.
And do you think it was the last 5-10 minutes of the game that really got into you?
Absolutely, and obviously when Lizelle Lee came in, she really got that run rate down for us after not a great start. And we were always within the game and within fighting chance. And then obviously, yeah, so Stephanie, she gave herself some time and then we could really explode towards the end.
And what do you think this means for the rest of the season for you?
It's a really good, really good. I mean, we've only got 2 games left and it's quite an open tournament. I mean, most teams have won one except for the Vipers. So it's a really open league and this win for us is massive.
And we're still expecting to see Essex for the finals day then?
We hope so. We're hoping we'll be there, definitely.
So as you heard there, I also had a chance to speak to Jodie Dibble too, and even England cricketers get nervous. And Western Storm have had a successful day here, and as have I. What a great way to spend an afternoon, and I will definitely be watching more of this style of cricket, although I don't think I'm quite ready for a test event yet.